Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion with us on the issue we're going to be talking about today, Russiagate lies and Russian invasion. Is there a nexus? Is there a connectivity between the Russiagate lies spawned by the DNC, Hillary Clinton, and her attorneys, claiming that Trump was involved with Russia and that he was a pawn of Vladimir Putin? Is there a possible link, a nexus, between those accusations and what we're seeing today in the Russian invasion of Ukraine and with the Russian connectivity with the desire, the plans, and the plotting through Syria and Iran to destroy the nation of Israel? Is there a nexus? Is there a connection? I say there is, based on the authority of Scripture. And we're watching the germination of what could very well be World War III. We're watching that take place today in the war with Russia and the Ukraine. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this and other issues, during the course of this broadcast, you're invited to call. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd be delighted to have you join in the discussion, asking your questions, giving your insight on the issues, and join that dialogue and discussion, looking forward to what God is going to say and do through this. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we must place our faith and our hope and our trust in God and not government. For too long, Americans have placed the trust and confidence in the media, in the big pharma and medical establishment, and the government in general. We have watched that literally decay, falling apart in the realization and the recognition that we must trust God. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917. Before we start taking our calls, let me share a brief monologue with us today that sets the stage on where we're going. But ladies and gentlemen, as we do this, we do so each and every day based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. It's a book that multitudes of families have in the homes, but rarely, if ever, read it. It's a book that is the book of books. It is the book of life. It is the book that ought to give insight for what we do and what we say and where we're going each and every day. Howbeit, multitudes have that book that gives the answers to life, but they never read it. So, may I encourage you today to study the Word, know the Word, meditate on the Word, allow the Word of God to direct your footsteps and be a light unto your pathway. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the Word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus did not say that if we continue in belief and trust in government, that we'll be set free. The only hope that we have for freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the truth of God's word. Jesus said then in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. that I commend to you. But at the same time, we must admit and recognize that in America today, in the world in general, truth is not sought after. Truth is not on the top burner in the hearts and the lives of multitudes today. It's Vladimir Putin, for example, that recently said that it was because of the aggression of the Ukrainians that caused him to go in and invade Ukraine. It's a lie. The truth is not sought for. And that ought to be understood. We go back as far as the dystopian novel called 1984, written by George Orwell, the secularist, back in the late 40s, projecting where America would be by 1984. And it was Orwell that made this statement: the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're exactly dead on today with what he said at that time. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, truth is the focus that we should stand on, and not a denominational dogma. We ought not stand on political rhetoric or some philosophical ideal, but what does the Word of God say? I commend that to us today, as I do each and every day. In fact, as we search the Scriptures, we need to search the Scriptures for God to give us illumination and direction for what we do and what we say and where we go and how we respond to the events in life. I've used the term many, many times. We need to have a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview. That means that regardless of what happens in the world, regardless of what happens in our lives and in the life of those in our nation, regardless of what the government or big tech or big pharma does, we need to analyze it under the scrutinizing eye of the Scripture. What does the Scripture say? And this is where we're talking today, because the Scripture is very clear on what we see taking place today, not only in Ukraine and in Israel and in Syria and Iran and Turkey and Germany and all of Europe, not only what we see there, ladies and gentlemen, but it all points to what God is ultimately doing in the eschatological prophetic future of where we are in our lives and living today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement that is so pertinent and relevant today. Jim DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. Among other things, Jim DeMint said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches," end quote. This is the reason we need to go back to what the 15th century theologian and church reformer said. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I challenge us each and every day to stand for truth. Stand for it. Defend it. You may stand alone. That's all right. You may stand without outside assistance or support. That's all right. Stand for truth. This entire broadcast each and every day is based on truth of what is taking place in our society, in our world, and how we need to respond to it as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news about Tools for Time. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. Its family-friendly environment makes it an ideal place for employment. They're closed on Sunday, allowing you to worship with your family as God ordained it so. Ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. make your application for employment. See what God does with it. See if God will place you in a family-friendly environment where you can worship on Sundays with your family, where you can work with others of like faith. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Just drop by, make an application, wait for an interview, and see what God does with the application. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, you can call at any time during the course of this broadcast. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about Russiagate. You remember that term, don't you? Russiagate lies and the Russian invasion that's taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe our nation, hear me well, I believe our nation is reaping the harvest, hear me, reaping the harvest of the administration's lies and deceit and the destruction of our Bill of Rights. I believe we're reaping that harvest today. I believe it in every category and every phase of what we see taking, not just in the Russian invasion, the Russian war in Ukraine, but I believe we're reaping the reward, the harvest, we're reaping the results of what's been taking place in this administration. We have left God. We've denied God. We've rejected the Word of God. We're in a position today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're finding even in university systems where they're chiding and challenging students. Here's an article that says, university orders Christian student not to talk to other students who may disagree with her. And Edwardsville, Illinois University violated a Christian student's constitutional rights by ordering her not to have contact with three students who disagreed with her faith-centered point of view, according to the legal organization. Alliance Defending Freedom sent a letter last month to Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, after it ordered Maggie DeJohn, a student in the Master of Arts program of counseling, from having any contact or any indirect contact or communication with three other students. The students, according to ADF, that's Alliance Defending Freedom, complained to the university that her viewpoint would not be welcome or appropriate. The university offered no basis for the orders, which limit her speech and physical presence on the campus through the end of the semester. The letter states, further, the letter says that the university acknowledged DeJohn's conduct did not violate the university's policy. According to the letter, the university said non-contact orders were to prevent, hear me, were to prevent interaction with others that could be perceived by either party as unwelcome, retaliatory, intimidating, or harassing, according to the letter. End quote. Universities, especially the classrooms where topics are supposed to be vigorously debated, such to be in the marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line for the same type of thinking. This article states the university must immediately rescind no contact orders and revise its policies to adequately safeguard the students' constitutional rights. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one good example of what's happening in our nation. And I could go on and on and on with a full broadcast on that subject. But I touched on that simply to point out that I believe we're reaping God's judgment in America as a result of what this administration, this referring to the Biden family cabal and his handlers, whoever it's behind the scenes, I believe it's Barack Obama that's pulling the strings. Biden is not making cognitive decisions because of his inability cognitively to do so, but we have somebody pulling the strings behind the scene. And as a result of that, we're seeing the decline of morals and ethics and values in the United States of America. Biden has signed some 83, I believe it is, executive orders. Tony Perkins said the 60% of those executive orders that Biden has signed are in some fashion attack on faith, family, and our freedom in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you might recall, you may recall, perhaps you've forgotten it, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat, Communist Party operate on the basis that people in America have short memories. In fact, several politicians down through the years have mentioned the fact that they need not worry about things that took place yesterday or today, because even if it comes out and shows some moral declension or some ethical declension or some failure on their part or some lie, their position is that Americans will forget it in about 90 days. But I believe most will recall what took place just prior to Trump being elected and all during the course of his term as a president. The Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party and their continual prosecution and persecution of the candidate and then President Donald Trump, all of the media, initiated by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff, claimed that they had hard evidence that President Trump colluded with Russia. Perhaps you remember seeing the Adam Schiff standing before the cameras, microphone in his face, assuring the public. He did that no less than a dozen times, to my own recollection, assuring the general public that they had, quote, hard evidence, that he held hard evidence that would prove that Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin. That's all you could hear on the television, latter portion of 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. And even now, many of those same networks are repeating the same lie, the same garbage, the same Russiagate theory that they had. But ladies and gentlemen, Adam Schiff said that he had proof before the Communist Network News. He stated so many times, dozens of times, he affirmed that he had the evidence that President Trump was the one that was in bed, as they called it, with Vladimir Putin. In fact, the effort to put President Trump out of office, the first round of impeachment, was based upon that idea, that yarn, that lie, that deception, that built up Russiagate story. It was all wrapped around that, and it was a total lie. Ladies and gentlemen, just with the Mueller investigation, tax money spent a little over $40 million. 19 socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, Democrat attorneys on the staff with Mueller. And their intent was to prove that he was a Russian spy, that he was a Russian puppet, that Vladimir Putin was really running the United States through his proxy called Donald J. Trump. You remember that. There was no evidence of any wrongdoing that was ever presented in any fashion. The Mueller report could not find any evidence of any wrongdoing. John Durham was put in position by Bill Barr, the Department of Justice Attorney General, and he was put in position, ladies and gentlemen, and I commend him for this, though I disagree with Barr on many things today. But at least the Attorney General, William Barr, that appointed John Durham, put him in place, and it was in a legal status that he could not be, John Durham could not be fired. His tenure with his investigation work on the Russiagate claim could not be set aside by any administration in the future. So John Durham behind the scene, though many did not know it, many did not realize, in fact, very frankly, I thought that it would never come to fruition. I thought that somehow, some way, that was just a front, but he was not doing anything but biding time to eventually make some kind of announcement. But ladies and gentlemen, evidently he's been on the job. Evidently he's been doing the searching and the researching about what took place during the latter portion of 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, from the day that Donald J. Trump rode down that golden elevator in Trump Tower, making the announcement of his candidacy, to the day that he left office, they hounded him, persecuted him, prosecuted him, brought all kinds of illegal charges against him, that he was a puppet of Putin. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe, by the way, if I can fast forward for a moment, I believe that's part of the germination that is causing, that has caused Vladimir Putin to thumb his nose in the face of all of the civilized world and all of Europe, and in particular, thumb his nose in the face of America, and basically say, you can't touch me, you can't do anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, may I just simply tuck in a little parenthetical footnote? I believe today, Vladimir Putin, former KGB agent, a KGB agent, I believe that Vladimir Putin holds the cards, holds the information about this entire program that was used called Russiagate. I believe he is familiar with the failures and the fallings of the Biden family and the Biden administration. I believe that Putin knows that Joe Biden is in the pocket of not only Putin, but also Xi in China. I believe that Putin is fully aware of what took place in the Ukrainian power broker deal that put millions of dollars in the Biden family cabal pockets. And I believe as a result of that, Joe Biden is held hostage. This administration in America today is held hostage to the whims and the wishes, the demands of Vladimir Putin. Now, I could be wrong. but I think I'm partly right, if not totally correct, in that assumption and that conclusion. But ladies and gentlemen, even though all of these things took place, finally, the Durham Report finally begins to bring information out and to allow us to realize that the funding of this intensive investigation that's taking place about his responsibility to find the truth. And the truth is, according to the latest portion, not the total investigation, but the latest portion of that that's been handed out now, that's been made public today. He said the fact is that all of this was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, the Clinton administration, the Clinton DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and that all lied. These people lied to Congress. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton's attorney, lied to Congress. They lied to their FBI agents, FBI attorneys, lied to, in their report. And I asked the question, why is this so? Because they were all working to overthrow a constitutionally elected president, Donald J. Trump. The latest evidence, ladies and gentlemen, proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the entire socialist Marxist media and the Marxist Democratic Party were involved in the collusion to overthrow a constitutionally elected president. There's not any question about it. I'm just going to touch on this and read a paragraph or two, and then we'll get back to it after we take our next caller. This article says Durham, colon, that's D-U-R-H-A-M, John Durham, lies about Trump directed Russiagate probe dated March 7th. What if the powers that be in the FBI and other agencies had known and recognized at the outset that the Russiagate conspiracy theory about President Donald J. Trump was a political scheme, that it was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and was essentially totally made up, end quote. There likely would have been a different course for the United States, according to the new court filing from Special Counsel John Durham, who was tasked with uncovering the origins and the crimes connected to the now debunked rumors circulated during the administration of Barack Obama and afterwards about Trump. According to a new court filing obtained by Just the News, Durham assessed the situation in his filings. Quote, had the defendants truthfully informed the FBI general counsel that he was providing the information on behalf of one or more clients, as opposed to merely acting as a good citizen, the FBI general counsel and the FBI personnel might have asked a multitude of additional questions material to the case and its initiation process, Durham wrote in his filings. Given the temporal proximity to the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the FBI also might have taken a number of different steps in initiating, delaying, or declining the investigation of the matter that is known at the time that the defendant was providing information on behalf of the Clinton campaign and a technology executive as a private company. And he goes on then, and we'll read further in a moment, goes on to talk about Michael Sussman, the one that was Hillary Clinton's attorney, acting supposedly as a private citizen, turning the report in that was fundamentally flawed from the beginning, turning it into the FBI, and said he was just wanting them to know this is what he had discovered and found. Sussman has already now been pointed out in a previous Durham report as being a target candidate for the prosecution for making this lie, making the lie to cause Russiagate to go forward. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I'm like you. I'm under 100, but do you remember 60 years ago, you'd see the little in a gift shop, the little three monkeys, and one would have his hands over his eyes, and one his mouth, and one his ears, and it was see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. Do you remember that, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, yes, sir. Absolutely. Stands out fresh in my mind.
Yes. Well, now evil is accepted as good and right. And now what the little monkeys are saying is, see no Christianity, speak no Christianity, and hear no Christianity. And
that's a good synoptic overview and understanding of where we are in our nation today. And it's not just permeating America, but all of the world. And I'm saddened to see it now being on the fast track of eradicating anything that's called morals and ethics and values. And that comes out of being a Christian nation. Our nation historically has been referred to as a Christian nation. Howbeit, Tom, I think that we're in a post-Christian era today. We're living in an era when we will look back and tell our great-great-grandchildren how it used to be in America when we were a Christian nation. And our children's children will be telling their kids how America at one time was a Christian nation.
You're exactly right, Dr. Youngblood.
So I'm praying that somehow, some way, God will intervene. But Tom, let me put this little footnote on our statements for our discussion for a moment. I believe we're watching the progressive, increasing judgment of God on America for banning the Bible, for banning prayer, for castigating Christians, for having an educational system today that's brainwashing our kids and destroying any morals and ethics and values in our nation. The entire warp and woof of society has been eviscerated by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic system in America today. It is destroying our Bill of Rights. It's destroying the future of our nation as a result of allowing them to come in and eviscerate anything that's called Christianity. Here's an article, Tom, that I'll just read the headline. State's highest court takes on a school that tried to force a teacher to lie. It's bad enough to say that a teacher must say this or that. But then we find where even in our academic system, teachers are being forced to lie or lose their jobs. So we need to continue to study the word and look up, lifting up our heads, realizing our redemption draws nigh. Tom, thank you so much for your call and for adding your thoughts and insights to the conversation today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the basic issue today, and there are a lot of peripherals to this issue. But the basic issue today, we're talking about Russiagate, lies, and the Russian invasion in Ukraine, which I believe will lead to World War III, sparked in Europe and spreading to Israel, and then on a global basis, fulfilling Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe we're on the fast track for it. I believe we're watching the chess players being put into place. I believe we're watching the stage being set. I believe we're watching the hand of God bringing his judgment against every nation that has said no to God and rejected Jesus Christ. I believe we're watching the hand of God progressively increasing his judgment against America as we disengage, with biblical Christian fundamental foundations. And the scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, one of the major things that I want to emphasize to you as you listen today, as we understand scripture, we need to understand that in the last days, perilous times will come, according to the scripture. That means dangerous, devastating, dark, difficult, deadly. And those times are upon us. We need to understand that in the last days, according to the word of God, that the Christians, those that are supposedly in the faith, there'll be a great falling away, an apostasy. And we're watching churches close. We're watching pastors with no spines and no backbone to stand and preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses. And as a result of that, we're watching the floodgates being opened. We're watching Christianity being crushed. We're watching the isms and the schisms, the false teachings and the false religions and the cults literally permeating all of society today with the mindset that covers most of the Beltway in Washington, that we do not have to believe in God or trust God for whatever we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Russiagate lies and the Russian invasion and the peripheral that brings us to the point of talking about seeing the hand of God and his judgment. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take the top of the hour 1 minute news break. Be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.